Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show. High Velocity Radio is brought to you by PSI Digital Media Experts, the market leader in delivering digital media services. From manufacturing millions of CDs and DVDs to turnkey e-commerce solutions and streaming high-definition video over their worldwide content distribution network, PSI has the solutions to meet your needs. Find PSI at psidiscs.com, psidiscs.com. The High Velocity Radio Show is where we celebrate innovative professionals producing better results in less time. Produced and directed by Lee Cantor and brought to you live from Radio X Studio in Atlanta, Georgia. Now here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Stone Payton.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show. This is your host, Stone Payton, and in the booth with me today is our producer and Radio X CEO, Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Stone. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. I hope our listeners don't feel like they're getting the bait and switch, but my good buddy and co-host Todd Schnick, he's out today, but he'll be back next week. How was your week? I mean, I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. Just a regular week. Yeah. Usual stuff. How about you? You had a big week.
We did. You know, Schnick and I went down to Orlando. The Orlando Convention Center, that place is huge.
It's nice.
It is nice. Now, you know, of course, anything you want in your booth costs an extra $48.
Exactly. Of course, there's nothing free in the trade show world, is there?
Not even a little bit. Mm. But we had a blast. We did another one of these boothradio.com events where we ran a live radio show for the client out of their booth. We were the... I don't think it's, you know, at the risk of sounding a little bit immodest, we were the darlings of the show, man.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of fun. We interviewed, we connected with some old friends, made some new ones for the client. Client was tickled to death. We drew a big crowd. Of course, we had a really good location. We were right by the restrooms and the lunchroom.
There you go.
So those of you, if you're trying to...
High traffic.
Yeah. If you're trying to crack the code on booth placement at a trade show, if you can get yourself situated close to the restroom and or lunchroom, that's money.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. I don't know, we must have done 35, 40 interviews over the course of a couple of days. You know, I'm used to doing two a week.
Right, so did you get worn out at night where you're like...
Yeah, can't you tell I lost weight? So we had a real good time with it. Now, we're going to do some of this remote broadcast, live radio stuff coming up. We got some cool stuff coming
That's
up this
week,
right?
This Wednesday.
So tell our listeners about this event coming up.
Okay, in conjunction with Social Media Atlanta, this whole week is Social Media Week, and there are events all throughout the week. And on Wednesday, we're doing our event that kind of celebrates internet radio and podcasting, and we're going to have a panel of mostly Radio X people, but we might be able to kind of wrangle some other ones that are floating around that I know are going to attend the event. And get them to share about what they like about podcasting and internet radio and how it's working for them.
So are we going to load all these microphones and stuff and throw it in the back of your pickup truck and ease on over there?
That's pretty much how it happens, isn't that right, Stone?
That's what we did in Orlando.
Exactly.
Thank God it didn't rain.
We got special boxes now, right?
Right. So it's Social Media Week. So we've got that event Wednesday night, but there's something going on all week in some places. There's
right.
Schnick's
multiple,
on top of all this.
Multiple things going. I know Schnick's doing his own thing, right? Isn't he doing us?
Every
talk
time
somewhere?
I turn around, this guy's getting booked. I'm supposed to be the keynote speaker. You know, I wrote the book. I studied under the big, Steve Brown guy, learned all the stuff. But this is the guy with all the talks.
Isn't that amazing? The power of social media, huh?
That's right. And when you get sort of long in the tooth like me, that's the secret, is you got to hook up with
a younger
people. You got to hitch to a rising star, man.
Exactly.
So we're going to miss him this morning, but we're going to have a great segment. Next up on the High Velocity Radio Show, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce a gentleman by the name of Kenneth Darrell Brown. He's with eWeb2 Sales and Profits. Welcome to the show, Kenneth.
Welcome. Thanks for having me here.
Well, we are delighted. We are delighted to have you, man. I got to say, I love the shirt. Nobody but Lee and I have the benefit of seeing it, but you guys got this is like Joseph's multicolored coat. It's gorgeous. But we are delighted to have you on the show. How about give us a little bit of a feel for your company and what you guys are out there doing for folks?
What we do is we show companies how to increase their sales and profits by leveraging the web. That's simple.
So what are the secrets or the what are the key disciplines to leveraging the web? Because I got to be honest with you, I've heard that phrase before.
Uh-huh.
So let's dive a little deeper. What are the disciplines for truly leveraging the web?
Well, the key is when you're in sales, what happens is you got to build rapport, right?
Sure.
You got to show trust and credibility, got to build that. You've got to show that you're unique, you differentiate yourself from the competition. You've got to show value, you got to show a return on investment. And that's all well and good in the sales process, but it kind of gets lost when you go online. And so I always challenge people. The first thing I ask them to do is that you do a web, I call it a web presence review or a digital image review, where I say, Google your name, see what kind of results you get.
Ruh-roh.
You should be on the first
page. The police
page.
Blotter.
Yeah. You don't want that. Or your high school track scores. That's another thing that's not so good.
So you should be on the first page above the fold for your name. Very mm-hmm. important. So I joke about that. But if you Google Kenneth Brown, there's a designer in California that has my name. Can you believe that?
So that's why you're Kenneth Darryl Brown.
That's right. I'm kind of peeved about that. The next thing you want to do is that you want to Google or do a search on your company and see what kind of results you get. Again, you should be on the first page above the fold. That means you don't have to scroll down. You should be right there. And then lastly, and this is where the rubber hits the road, Google a keyword or phrase that describes your business or that you know that your specific target market is how they're going to search for your product or service. Again, you should be on the first page above the fold. So the point I'm making is that you have to understand what your web presence is. And that's the first step. The next part is when you put your website up, it's not all about you. It's about finding out. I always challenge people. I say, when you're looking at your business, you got to increase your leads. You got to convert those leads into sales, into clients. And then you've got to make a profit. But a lot of times those things, you can't find them on your website because there's certain things you should have on your website to do that. And you don't do it in social and new media.
So talk to me, if you don't mind, about this whole idea of SEO. And the reason I'm asking, and mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just a little bit cynical, but my default position on this whole SEO thing, particularly for people like you and I, they're in the services business, is it's not much more than like buying a Yellow Page ad in the old days and calling yourself AAA Radio X or mm-hmm. something. Speak to that, if you will, a little bit.
Search, you call it SEO. It's search engine optimization. And basically, when somebody wants a product or service, they've got to find you. Well, the best way to find you is that you've got to tag your content. And you got to know what keywords or phrases people are searching for. And so in order to get on the first page above the fold for your name, for your company, and for the keywords and phrases, you've got to tag your content. That means you got to put keywords and phrases on your website. You've got to put it on your podcast. Hopefully, you know, I'll tell you what my keywords and phrases are for my podcast. Definitely be Kenneth Darryl Brown. Could be Sales 2.0 would be another one. But you want to tag your content, articles, videos, what else? All kinds of content that you want to
How do you know what your keywords are?
You have to do a search. Google keywords would be a good one to look up and find out if that's a keyword. And plus, you ask your clients. Ask your clients, how did you find me, or what do you think the keywords would be? And you can do some searches on your own and find out what's the most important.
How many keywords should a company or person kind of be following for themselves?
Well, number one, it could be probably 3 or 4 or 5 or 10. It all depends on what your niche is. For me, it's Sales 2.0, it's Business Coach, it's web technology.
But like Business Coach would seem, there would be a lot of people that would pick that one.
Yeah.
So should you pick something that's kind of generic in that way, that lots and lots of people would be kind of under that same umbrella?
Yeah. What you want to do is, first of all, you might want to build your web presence in Atlanta. So define, you know, put Atlanta in one of the keywords and phrases.
Mm-hmm.
But that's always the challenge, is trying to figure out what's the best search terms. But I think what I try to do is build a web presence first and foremost and have content. So I show people how to increase their credibility because they can look out and Google me and find articles. They can find podcasts and videos and all kinds of things there.
So do you have to write a check for these? Where does the money transpire? And I mean, do you really need, you know, some geek in horn-rimmed glasses to pull this off? Or can you really get by doing this on your own?
You could, in fact, do it on your own. It makes sense to do it. I say yes, you have to do it. I mean, that's how I got started, because I decided that I wanted to learn this technology stuff to kind of differentiate myself from others. And I said, well, I got to build a web presence. So I think initially I had Brent Leary said, hey, you got to start doing a blog. I said, what's a blog? He said, I don't have time to do this. No, you got to do a blog because it'll help on your search engine optimization. Everybody's doing it. I said, okay, fine. So I start writing a blog, and then I put my keywords and phrases that I want to be known as. And then a week later, he calls me back up, and he says, I talked about a blog. You should start doing some podcasting. I'm like, would you quit calling me? You know, but I saw it as an opportunity to grow. So yeah, you can do it. You just have to take the time. And again, as you go back to your web presence, if you're not happy with the results of Googling your name, your company name, and the keywords afraid that define your business, then you've got to do something. But you don't have to pay an arm and a leg. You just have to do a little reading or find some strategic partners, if you will, and do it.
But you can shortcut the process, accelerate the process if you get in league with an expert like you that you've learned. I mean, you went through yourself. You've right. learned all the hard lessons. You could probably save someone a ton of time, right?
I think what's important is you got to look at you're in business to grow your sales and be profitable. And to me, that makes sense. And so when you look at your website, you want to have certain features on your website to generate that kind of stuff. You know, I always ask people, say, okay, if you want to increase your leads, you want to convert those suspects or prospects into clients, and you want to be profitable in your business, you want to increase sales, I ask them, I challenge them, how are you doing that on your website? You know, how are you doing that in social media and new media? And people are like, well, I know I should have a website. Yeah, but there are certain things you should have on your website to do those things I've talked about.
Well, yeah, and I want to ask you about that because, okay, so let's say we do a great job. We get people to our website. Mm-hmm. If your website sucks,
yes.
you're going to do yourself a lot more harm than good, right?
Right.
So how do you design a website that doesn't suck, I guess, is question number one. Mm-hmm. And then if you get them there, what are some tips and techniques to convert?
Good one. One thing I think you should have, first of all, when you build a website, just because you build a website doesn't mean they're going to come and buy from you. Your website, lots of websites all about the company, about the person that's created this website. It's really not about you. It's about the other person and the person you're trying to attract. So the key there is I think you should have a video on your homepage to show your companies or your company or yourself talking about your product or service. Focus the message on the person you're trying to attract. The next thing you want to do is have on your home page or maybe the squeeze page or the launch page, have a special offer that will entice or attract people to want to put their name and their email address.
So we could have like a video of Lee Cantor,
yes.
and you could have dinner with Lee Cantor.
Right, right. That's a special offer.
Exactly, every day.
And they'll definitely.
Do they have to pay or do I have to pay?
But you give them a special offer, Lee
right.
Cantor, dinner with Lee Cantor. And then if they give you your name, and then you start having a relationship. When you build that relationship, you start sending them information, content, all great stuff.
And they want to hear from you. They,
right.
they've come and they've said, yeah, They may say I'm willing
I'm
to hear from
right.
you. But
right.
at least you're not just hammering them with email that they don't want to get. And that's
right.
that's important, yes?
So when somebody comes to your website, you got to capture that, get that name and start building a relationship. Because not everybody's ready to buy at that point.
And so, all right, so one thing you do is you sort of ease them into that relationship. And are there some things that you can do to your website from a design or a content perspective that is going to make someone more likely to take whatever the action is? Is that really so specific to each case that it's hard to describe? Or are there just some no-brainer, look, you got to do 1, 2, and 3 or it's never going to work for
just
you?
Just so happens I have about 76 items that you should have on your website.
76?
76
That's
items.
Quite a list.
Yeah, we don't have enough time to go through it.
But is that one of your draws, though?
So this is one of the things I attract people to.
Oh, yeah. All right, speak to that some.
But one of the first things is SEO stuff. You know, you got to have those keywords and phrases. And a lot of times, I will look at a website. I'm not an SEO expert. I know SEO, but I don't hold myself as that. But you'd be amazed at how many websites you look at. They don't have any keywords and phrases. On their homepage or any of the pages. I
wow.
had looked at my brother. I said, brother, you don't have any. What? It's kind of like Joomla. And Joomla is a website software that makes websites. I said, is that your keyword and phrase? No, Joomla is not my keyword and phrase. Okay, so that's one. But the other thing that would be helpful is that, special offer. You know, have a web form to capture the news, their content. Let me see, whatever. Nice to have a blog in there.
Right.
Google search engines like blogs. They like videos.
Talk to me about this blog thing because the blog thing is fun. Todd and I do it.
Yes.
And for us.
Got a couple of blogs.
We find that it's not too much of a burden because, one, it's two of us, so we can split that up.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we've done is because we have the radio show, we always have some content that we can post up there that, all I got to do is take this audio file. Lee's team will send it to us and that's why we're, more than willing to pay the fee to have our own radio show because you get all this great content. But do you hear that much when you first start talking about asking people to blog? Do do you find that they're a little concerned about not being able, you know, what am I going to write about week in, week out?
You know, I think it was you or Todd. I think it was Todd had on his blog about some podcast ideas. I mean, basically, you take a look at who's my target market, where's their issues, their pains, their challenges, and you can create a show based on, you know, one pain or two pains. You can invite your favorite client to interview them. There's lots of things you can do, and it creates content, and you tag that content accordingly. But so, you know, I hope I answered the question that you want. But you've just got to be creative, you know, and you don't have to write a essay.
Is there kind of a ratio of how much of the content is self-promotional and selling something at some point? Because at some point you have to sell something, right? It's not, you're not just doing this altruistically.
You got to bite them in the neck at some point, right? Right.
At some point.
Yeah. No, I try to share more than promote myself.
Like 60-40 sharing to promoting? Is it 90-10?
Let me give you an idea. If you think of the sales process, you want to have some post on lead generation, so you want to attract some people. People want to, you know, I want to talk to this guy. You want to have something that will convert. It could be a testimonial. It could be a video. It could be, you know, a podcast. You could have something on a specific special offer. You can have something on, maybe you're inviting somebody. I have a group networking session I do on Tuesday mornings. So if you, and then you start thinking about what other things can I blog about? You can say, how am I unique? How's my business unique? Or talk about a certain issue or problem. Those are the kinds of things that you need to have on there. And it's, you know, it's a number of things that you can do. If you start looking at uniqueness and you want to build rapport, all those posts can be part of your blog.
And that kind of goes back, I think, maybe to your premise earlier in the conversation of it's not all about you, or it shouldn't
be. It's not about you.
Put the spotlight more on other people.
Right.
That's really a better strategy long term, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, you've got this ROI, online ROI tool.
I love it.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, what I decided to do, first of all, you want to enhance the experience that you're having with prospects or clients. And so I have this formula. It's, leads times a certain conversion rate equals the number of clients, and number of clients times the average sale times the number of sale equals your revenue, and the revenue times a certain profit margin.
It's all worked out.
So what I did is, number one is I don't like to drive and see everybody, because if you try to see everybody, chances are everybody's not going to buy from you. And so, you know, 9 out of 10 times, maybe 10% of those people are going to buy from you. And so I decided that, a little short story is that I was introduced to GoToMeeting.
Yeah, I'm familiar with
that. And the guy sent me a link, and it changed my life. And I said, yeah, I'm going to send you this link, and then it'll give you an opportunity. You can see what's on my computer. And that changed my business model. I said, oh, wow, I don't have to see somebody to do business with them.
I can do all this in my pajamas.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I thought I was going to do this via phone. He said, no, you got to come in. I said, okay. But that changed my life, because normally if you're in sales, you're going to go see everybody, but you can't see everybody. And if you're not in front of good people, you're not going to make the sale. And so what I decided to do is I said, I got to engage people somehow. If I'm not going to see them face to face, I got to engage them. So I created an online calculator that calculates a person's sales and profitability. So I can tell them whether they're going to reach their goals or fall short. And so in that, I'm challenging them, I'm educating them on how to make more sales, how to convert those leads. And I asked them specifically, okay, so how many leads do you have? What is your conversion rate? Don't know. Okay, well, we need to work on that. What's your average sale? What's the number of sales? Okay, what's your profit margin? And they, we need to work on that. So it's what I do is I become a strategic partner for them. So they see me not as somebody trying to sell them a product or service, but engaging them on helping them improve their business.
Now, in your model, are we still talking pre-sale here? So let's say if Radio X were a prospect for you, and I don't know, maybe we should be, and you were having these conversations, we would have this ROI conversation, this conversion conversation, this web assessment thing you talked about earlier.
Right.
That we would have all that conversation before we ever stroked a check?
Yeah, the first thing I do is I always just have a conversation. What are your goals? What are your challenges? What are your concerns? How can I help you? And then they tell me maybe one or two, and then I kind of focus and I ask very specific questions on their business. And then after that's done, it could take, you know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. I would like to schedule another time where I take them through my calculator. And then I'm going to ask them, what's their formula of success? What are the key components? What are your key performance indicators? you know, and then take through the calculator and see. And then I do a little web presence thing with them. And by that time, they're saying, yeah, I think I need to understand how to do this better.
So it really does uncover challenges. It uncovers the pain, and it puts them, I don't know, creates kind of a coachable moment, I would think.
It is.
Yeah. So you talk to a lot of folks, and I imagine you run into varying levels of success and
yes.
pain
yeah.
and that kind of thing. Are there some patterns, though? Are there some mistakes just that most of them you can just see right off, yep, they're making number 2, 3, and 5? Well, what are some of the most common mistakes that people like Lee and I that don't really know mm-hmm. that we make?
Mistakes? I think the thing I alluded to earlier is when they create a website, they think it's all about them. It's all about their company and what they're doing. They don't really talk about what differentiates them from them, what makes them unique. There's something you should have. I call it frequently asked questions, where you define who you are and the kind of target market you're going after, so they can kind of self-select themselves. And so when they're ready to call you, they're ready to go. But a lot of times it's about not about the company, your company. It's about their problems, their concerns, their challenges, and you speaking about that. And then giving them some different some content. They can read an article. They can watch a video. They can listen to you in a podcast. Because you got to do things that enhance the credibility and trust. You got to build some rapport. You got to figure out, you know, show them that you're a real unique person. You can be a strategic partner in their success.
Is it difficult for your clients to kind of understand, like kind of manage their expectations? Do they think like, oh, I'm going to go online and that's going to be like an ATM machine. I put up a website and then money comes out like immediately.
It's unbelievable. I mean, first things first, you got to figure out what is my target market, where their pain is, and you got to create that foundation.
Right.
And see, once you create the foundation, then you can start creating content.
Right. So that takes not an instant. This is not a, you know.
Although I do have a client that got started, and she was on the first page for her keywords and phrases in 2 months. But the key thing is that common? I was kind of surprised because I was doing a search on something and I was like, oh, wow, she's there. Bam. I never promised that they're going to be. I'm not, again, an SEO person. I'm a person that wants to help people increase their sales and profits just
right.
by embracing the web and technology. But that was a good thing. But I think what was important that she was able to show value, where before she wasn't doing lots of, you know, online web stuff. Now that she is, she's different from her competition. And people can say, okay, that's why I want to work with this person.
Now, well, you must have a lifestyle that a lot of people envy. Because I get the sense that you don't spend a lot of time in traffic. You're not out making any sales calls.
No.
What do you
probably
like?
Probably not a lot of cold calling, I wouldn't
no.
think.
No. You're not a cold call guy.
Mm-hmm. I can. I mean, I've been in sales for over 20 years. So, yeah, I can pick up the phone and smile and dial. But I just made a decision some time ago that I want to do things differently. I'm, you know, getting older. I want to keep working. My father passed away when I think he was 51, and that was in 91. So that changed my life. My mother has Alzheimer's, and so I said, I've got to do things differently. I want to take a nap midday.
I like that. I like this guy.
There you go.
I like that. In fact, I didn't exercise
He's
the
singing
day.
Singing my song.
Exactly. Naps.
Yeah,
He's pro naps.
Yeah, I'm pro naps. So normally I get up in the morning, I do some administrative stuff, and then I go on my, I do my exercise, my calisthenics. I'm former military. And then I go on my run. And I do that for, it takes about 45 minutes to an hour. I come back and I say, okay, well, it's about 10 o'clock. I'm going to, you know, get on the phone and then connect with my clients. I can actually see more clients online than getting in my car and seeing people.
You really can.
And I can learn stuff.
Right. It's more efficient.
Yeah. I'm there for my clients. I get to read, relax, write. And it's not the hustle and bustle. It's great.
So
I really like it.
Do you have
less stressful?
Well, you know, you
calm.
Do seem to be very even keeled. You know, some folks come in here and they're all rattled.
Right.
I mean, this guy's like almost yoga instructor level
right.
calm,
it's
right?
A zen. Right.
So I had to do something.
Do you have a book in you? Have you got some designs on a book?
I have written most of the book, but when this happened in I guess August of last year, about finding this niche that
mm-hmm.
I have. I said, I got to add some web and technology stuff to it because
right.
that really makes me different. So I'm about I think 3 or 4 chapters away from finishing that.
Oh, good. So you've got some plans to release that. Will you come back and visit with us when you release that book?
Absolutely. I love to do that.
Cool. Well,
that's my passion.
How can our listeners find out more about your work, get in touch with you, maybe take advantage of this assessment that you described and have this conversation around ROI with you? What's the best way for them to contact you?
That's called a special offer.
All right. Let's hear it, baby. Let's hear it.
You can check
Dinner
me out
with
on
Lee. Or, no, not that. That was, that
that's
was
another an special offer.
Oh, okay.
You can contact me through via Twitter, eWeb to Sales, eWeb, the number 2, Sales. And also my other one, Twitter, is KenE3C, KenE3C. And then, go ahead.
Well, I apologize for interrupting, but I meant to ask that question earlier, and we've got time. Lee, we've got time, don't we?
Sure.
Okay, I'm just curious, why 2 Twitter handles?
Well, the first one is KenE3C. My company is E3C, Better Sales and Profits Now. E stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution. I won't go into what that means, but I'm a passionate entrepreneur. I guess I will. Passionate entrepreneurship. And what I do is I empower people with strategies and tools and technologies to help them improve their sales and profits. And lastly is evolution. I truly believe that the web and technology is the next evolution in business. So E3C, the C stands for Connect, Collaborate, and Create. But on my Twitter posts, it's lots of entrepreneur stuff that I'm involved in. But I think my personal brand was getting lost. People really didn't know what I did. You know, I'm a person all about sales and profitability and leveraging the web to increase that. And I said, I got to build my personal brand better. So I said, I got to create a new podcast, which is eWeb to Sales.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. That's pretty original. And then I have to create another Twitter post. And so when people go to eWeb to Sales, it's all about sales. It's all about being profitable. And it's all about the web and technology.
Okay, so it does give you some clarity and focus because you want the right people and the right frame of mind going to the right place.
Absolutely.
So that makes a lot of sense. And that was the other thing that I meant to ask you about. You have your own radio show. You have a podcast.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Actually, I have 2 podcasts.
the guy has 2 of everything.
Exactly. That's the secret. I guess that's what we've been doing.
Well, I don't have 2 of everything.
I have
2 wikis, though, but that's another story.
That's unbelievable. No kidding. So many people that come through here, God love them. I think we give them a little comic relief, a little bit of respite from the world, but they seem to be so rattled and they're busy and they got to get to this meeting and that meeting. This guy's so laid back and he's got 2 of everything. So, but talk about your podcast.
Well, The Passion Entrepreneur, that was actually picked up by Anita Campbell's Business Trends magazine. Is one of the best business podcasts for this year, matter of fact. But that's when I highlight and I interview movers and shakers, and I really like that. That's actually my original show, which actually did some shows with Lee. I can't remember what year that was, but it's a long time ago. And then the other one
Lee put you on the map.
Yeah.
Lee put me on the map. Maybe he is
got
the
me
man.
Started here. And then the eWeb to Sales is all about sales and profitability and the web and technology. And so I emphasize those items there. So I really want to be known as not really an interviewer. I want to be known as somebody that shows companies how to improve their sales and profits.
Not just some hack radio host like me, right? You want to be?
No, you're not hack. I'm a guest here. I'm honored to be a guest and being interviewed by you.
All right. I did interrupt you, though, and I want to make sure that our listeners know how to get in touch with you. So please do share that with us again.
The Twitter IDs is eWeb to Sales and then Ken E3C. And then my website, and I'm actually going to build another website to emphasize the eWeb to Sales.
You're going
to
have 3 of everything.
But it's Better Sales and Profits Now. Better Sales and Profits Now. And my special offer is I do a Tuesday networking call on 8 o'clock in the morning. It's online, so you have to get in your car and go anywhere and make sure that your hair looks good. That's a good thing. And I always do monthly webinars. So if anybody's interested in a joint webinar or they're an interesting company or they want to they think they got something to talk about. Like you were interested in interviewing me. So I say, I'm your guy. If anybody's interested, I'd like to interview them.
And this is all online again. And they're not having to pay a fee to get in to be on this conference call to begin with.
Absolutely not. And in fact, I think we've done 900 connections this year. My goal was to have 1,000 connections this year.
Wow. So you're kind of because of that, you're the guy that knows the guy, right? You're the hub. And so you're kind of like a Lee Cantor in that you put people together.
That's
got to be a neat feeling.
That's collaborative. That's part of that C stuff.
right?
Connect, collaborate, and create. Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. Well, before we let you go, we do have a little tradition here on the High Velocity Radio Ooh. Show. We like to ask each guest, if they would, to share a mistake that they've made at some point in their career, and really, more importantly, what they feel like they learned from it. Could we get you to do that for us?
Yeah. When you ask that question, I start thinking about, I became a business coach because I look back in my life, and there was an entrepreneur in my community that allowed me to get a paper out. And to make a long story short, is we bought a house. I grew up in the projects, and we bought a house. And then my mother fell down the steps, and she couldn't work. And so we ran out of money. We had crackers and water, and the crackers ran out. And so one of my friends, I had a need for a couple of days, and two of my friends had paper routes. And one of them invited me for pancakes and sausage. I ate the pancakes and sausage. Then he said, "Hey, you want to come help me? I'll pay you." And so, I helped him, and he paid me, and I went home, and that kind of changed my life. I said, "Oh, I can not be a consumer. I can actually be a producer." My mother said, "Where'd you get the money?" I said, "Mom, what do you want from the store?" And I said, "Well, I helped Tony his paper out." But I did that, and it helped. And then she didn't want me to get paper robbed because they robbed paper boys in Detroit. And I actually did get robbed, but about three times. But I kept going. But I built a paper route, and I learned how to sell. I learned how to communicate with people. And when I look back on my life, it was the business owner that took the time to give me opportunity so I can provide for my family. So to answer your question, I had a friend that was a business coach. And I kept saying, when I grow up, I want to be just like you. And then I said, I want to be a business coach. But once I became a business coach, I realized that I had really 20 years experience in sales. And so I said, I'm not really a business coach. I'm a sales coach. And so after that, I said, learning the sales and the web stuff, I said, I'm really, really more a salesperson that understands how to embrace the web and technology. So I try to be all things, all people as a business coach. Then I got more defined, more specific as a salesperson. But now I think what it is I focus now on not being leveraging the web for everybody, like women or B2C companies. I'm very specific. I look at financial services. I look at PEO or business processing. I look at marketing companies, any B2B companies, technology companies. Those are like my niche market. So I try not to be everything to all people. So I would recommend that answer is you can't be all things, all people. Find your niche, find what you love to do, your passion, and you go for it. And when you do that, you'll attract the opportunities that you need to focus in on and be profitable.
Well, that sounds like terrific counsel to me. And I know sometimes, at least for me, I'm easily distracted by shiny things. So I see another opportunity here, another, and that's a challenge, particularly in this country, right?
Yeah.
So I sense that you are a real advocate for looking for opportunity. But once you find some opportunity, then you need to hone it down and find
you just
really
have to
niche
focus, it. Focus, focus, focus. And when you focus, when I got down to focusing on increasing sales and profits by leveraging the web, all these ideas came to me. I mean, I got over 1,000 ideas and stuff on this stuff. And so once I got focused and made people say, I really like that, then I started attracting the people that I want to work with.
Well, Kenneth Darrell Brown, it has been an absolute delight having you on the show, and I hope you really will come back and visit with us when you release this book that you're working on.
Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. I thought I had to wear a tie, but it was okay if I had an open shirt today.
It was wonderful, and I love the colors and the links. I love the cuff links and the colors. Terrific job.
I'm just trying to keep you up.
Well, you did a terrific job, and we thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. Thank you, man.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Well, until next time, this is Stone Payton, Kenneth Darrell Brown, our producer Lee Cantor, and everyone here at the Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.